I'll be reading the last five paragraphs of Dharma Bombs, starting on page 242. Morning, the definite feel of autumn coming, the end of my job coming. Wild, windy, cloud-crazed days now, a definite golden look in the high noon haze. Night, made hot cocoa and staying by the wood fire. I called Han Shan in the mountains. There was no answer. I called Han Shan in the morning fog. Silence, it said. I called. Topinka instructed me by saying nothing. Mist blew by. I closed my eyes. The stove did the talking. Woo, I yelled. And the bird of perfect balance on the fir point just moved his tail. And then he was gone and distance grew immensely white. Dark wild nights with hint of bears. Down in my garbage pit, old soured solidified cans of evaporated milk bitten into and torn apart by mighty behemoth paws. Avalo Kittisavara, the bear. Wild cold fogs with awesome holes. On my calendar, I ringed off the 55th day. My hair was long, my eyes pure blue in the mirror, my skin tanned and happy. All night gales of soaking rain again, autumn rain, but I was warm as toast in my bag, dreaming of long infantry scouting movements in the mountains. Cold, wild morning with high wind, racing fogs, racing clouds, sudden bright suns, and the pristine light on hill patches, and my fire roaring with three big logs as I exulted to hear Bernie Byers over the radio telling all his lookouts to come down that very day. The season was over. I paced in the windy yard with a cup of coffee forked in my thumb, singing, "Blubbery Dubbery, the chipmunks in the grass." And there he was, my chipmunk, in the bright, clear, windy, sunny air, staring on the rock. Hands clasping, he sat up straight, some little oat between his paws. He nibbled, he darted away, the little nutty lord of all he surveyed. At dusk, big walls of clouds from the north coming in. "Brr," I said, and I'd sing, "Yar," but my, she was yar, meaning my shack all summer. How the wind hadn't blown away. I said, "Pass, pass, pass. That which passes through everything." 60 sunsets I had seen revolve around that perpendicular hill. The vision of the freedom of eternity was mine forever. The chipmunk ran into the rocks, and a butterfly came out. It was as simple as that. Birds flew over the shack rejoicing. They had a mile-long patch of sweet blueberries all the way down to the timberline. For the last time, I went out to the edge of Lightning Gorge, where the little outhouse was built, right on the precipice of a steep gulch. Here, sitting every day for 60 days, in fog or in moonlight, or in sunny day or in darkest night, I had always seen the little twisted gnarly trees that seemed to grow right out of the midair rock. And suddenly it seemed that I saw an unimaginable little Chinese bum standing there, in the fog, with that expressionless humor on his seamed face. It wasn't the real-life Jaffe of rucksacks and Buddhism studies and big mad parties at Corte Madera. It was the realer-than-life Jaffe of my dreams. And he stood there saying nothing. "Go away, thieves of mines!" he cried down the hollows of the unbelievable Cascades. It was Jaffe who advised me to come here, and now though he was 7,000 miles away in Japan, answering the meditation bell, a little bell he later sent to my mother in the mail, just because she was my mother, a gift to please her, he seemed to be standing on Desolation Peak by the gnarled old rocky trees, certifying and justifying all that was here. "Jaffe," I said out loud, "I don't know when I'll meet you again or what will happen in the future, but desolation, desolation, I owe so much to desolation. Thank you forever for guiding me to the place where I learned all. Now comes the sadness of coming back to the cities, and I've grown 2 months older, and there's all that humanity of bars and burlesque shows and gritty love all upside down in the void. God bless them, but Jaffe, you and me, forever we know, O ever youthful, O ever weeping." Down on the lake, rosy reflections of celestial vapor appeared, and I said, "God, I love you," and I looked up to the sky and really meant it. "I have fallen in love with you, God. Take care of us all, one way or the other. To the children and the innocent, it's all the same." And in keeping with Jaffe's habit of always getting down on one knee and delivering a little prayer to the camp we left, to the one in Sierra and the other is in Marin, and the little prayer of gratitude he had delivered on to Sean's shack the day he sailed away, as I was hiking down the mountain with my pack, I turned and knelt on the trail and said, "Thank you, shack." And then I added, "Blah," with a little grin, because I knew the shack in the mountain would understand what that meant, and turned and went on down the trail back to this world.